The Murders of Richard III by Elizabeth Peters. Dedication. To Marge, a dear friend and a fellow traveler along the thorny byways of Ricardian research. Chapter 1. The portrait was that of a man. Recent cleaning had brought out the richness of the colors. A background of smoldering scarlet, the crimson of rubies in the jeweled collar and hat brooch, the gold threads in the undertunic displayed by open collar and slashed sleeves. Yet the overall impression was sober to the point of grimness. Shoulder-length brown hair framed the man's spare face. It was not the face of a young man, although the subject had been barely 30 years of age when it was painted. Lines bracketed the tight-set mouth and made deep vertical indentations between the narrowed eyes, which were focused not on the beholder but on some inner vision. Whatever his thoughts, they had not been pleasant ones. The portrait had an odd effect on some people. Thomas Carter was one of them. He had seen it innumerable times. Indeed, he could summon up those features in memory more clearly than he could those of his own father, who was enjoying an acrimonious eighth decade in Peoria, Illinois. Thomas could not explain the near-hypnotic spell cast by the painted features, but he sincerely hoped they were having the same effect on his companion. He had private reasons for wanting Jacqueline Kirby to develop an interest in Richard III, quondam King of England, who had met a messy death on the field of battle almost 500 years earlier. Thomas had not changed a great deal since the day he and Jacqueline had first met, at the Eastern University where Jacqueline was employed at one of the libraries. He had acquired a few more silver threads, but they blended with